Talking Reckless podcast with Sheaf and guest co-host. This is a raw and uncut show, unscripted. What happens on Talking Reckless stays on Talking Reckless. Make sure to follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcast.
So you have a bad experience with guys, huh?
Oh my God, they're all the same that I've experienced. I know they're not all the same, so I'm not going to gender stereotype that situation, but those ones keep coming to me. I'm like, why? They come to me, I'm so fucking strong. I come from a weak-ass mother. These guys have weak-ass mothers. So it's like, why do they come to me?
They're like mama's boys.
They're mama's boys who see something different, and then they try to make me a mama's boy. They try to make me their mama.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, even though that me and my mother do have a great relationship, as I got older, we kind of like, yeah, you know, it's not really there. But when I was in my teen years, like, I tell my mother everything. Like, bad. Like, she knew girls I fucking slept with and stuff like that. Like, I talked to her. See, but don't go over there. Don't do this. Don't, like, I spoke to her even about coming here. Don't go over here. Her boyfriend probably come and beat you up or something. I was like, no, we're just friends. But you know how it is. Like, we have that still conversation, mother and son. But it ain't like, like, my mother felt guilty that she gave me to my grandmother, so she'd do everything for me, like, growing up, 18, 19, like, basically, I did nothing because she'd do it all. And a lot of guys, they try to find women that's like their mother, that's going to do those things because their mother done them.
Too, because his mother gave him to his aunt while she took off and went to work.
So she's guilty, so that's why she's making up for the time that she lost with him. That's what she don't want to let him go with you or anyone. It's not just you. Mm-hmm. Anyone he meets. Anyone. She feels like, oh my God, I damaged his life already. I'm not letting him go no more. You see? So that's going to be tough on you. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? And then he somewhat want that motherly love that he didn't get.
That's it. You nailed it.
So he don't want to leave the nest. He's like.
He's still not getting the love. He still says.
Yeah, but you can't get mad at him for that. Hmm. I mean, you can get mad, but you have to understand all the time that he missed with her. He finally got it. He don't want to let it go. She don't want to let it go. He don't want to. It's something them two have to work out. So no matter where he goes, she's going to do the same thing. If he have a million baby mothers, she's going to do it with all of them. So it's not just a you thing. This is deeper than a you thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he tells you, you don't understand. And the more you talk about the mother, the more he's getting upset.
The good news is I don't talk about the mother a lot. He did this to his wife, and they did this to his wife, and they did this to the next girlfriend. He knows it's a thing. He knows what's going on.
So how does the mom act when she sees you?
I don't see her. She used to be so fucking pretentious and fake.
Don't she have the kid now?
No.
Lowell? Who have Lowell?
Oh, God, no. They don't have my baby. They never will.
Who is Lowell?
He's with his godparents.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they'll never
tell. Why?
They're fucking crazy. They tried to kill me and put me on the street pregnant. They tried to kill me.
Oh, that's right. You did tell me that shit.
They were willing to put him out and leave us for dead.
So basically using a domestic violence relationship.
With his mother. With his mother.
That sucks. Yeah, well, look at me. I was with a dominatrix. Yeah. Getting beat up with whips and chains.
Well, there. But that was voluntarily.
No, she forced me. She made me her man. Oh my God. See, the bad thing about me, I'm just used to crazy shit, which is bad. It's bad. Like, anything that's odd, awkward, weird, like women that's doing crazy shit, I'm like, oh, I love it.
Yeah.
But it's bad. A lot of people, like, I'm like a thrill seeker. Like, I just love shit like that. Anything that's, like, bad is not good, though.
Truth. Very, very true.
And then when I meet a girl that is normal, I'm like scared. Yeah. There's somebody that have this shit they got there, like, I'm like nervous. I'm like, oh my God. Because I'm used to being with fucking crazy white chicks.
And I feel like that is a similarity to what happens with Chris. He doesn't know what to fucking do because I didn't jump into their crazy.
Yeah.
And now he comes around and he acts all weird. I just need him to not come around anymore. Yeah.
So when you tell him those things, like what you did to me was, what did he say about these things? Like the pregnant on the beach in Revere thing, leave you, abandon you. Like, what did he say to that?
He was in complete denial. Denial. Acted like it never happened. Acted like I was, yep.
So you were staying with his mom?
No.
So.
She lived on the first floor. It was her house.
So what do you mean by, like, abandon you? Like, was you living with them?
We lived in the second floor.
Oh, okay. I get it. So she didn't want you there anymore?
Nope.
You guys had an argument or something?
I came home on February 5th, and she was in my kitchen screaming and yelling, causing World War III. I had found out I was pregnant. I kept my mouth shut. She was manipulatively trying to launch a verbal assault to cause a scene.
Why was she mad?
She had a whole lot of reasons to be mad. She lost her control in the house. She was trying to exert her control, and she didn't like the changes I was making in the home. Her son was actually back to work. He had finished his two internships. He was getting ready to go to grad school, and he was healthy, norming, and functioning and performing. And she needed to put him back where he was. She needed him to be a child, a dysfunctional, non-functional
So she
child.
Didn't want him working?
There was a lot of things.
What it is she didn't want him working for you. And then she found out you was pregnant. That's what it really was. She didn't know why he was working these jobs and doing these things because
she didn't know I was pregnant. Nobody knew I was pregnant.
Wow. So you kept it a secret?
Yep, I was the only one who knew until that day.
Smart move. Because those women are crazy. Mm-hmm. She would have cooked you something that had that baby gone. That's how those parents are.
That's what I hear.
She would have been like, hit, bring her up this plate. She would have made sure the kid would have died a miscarriage.
His wife had two miscarriages.
Yeah, no shit. Probably the mother gave her food and pretend she's... You can't trust anyone nowadays. I hate to sound like... From a guy that have so much good energy, I also know how this world is and how negative people... How evil people are. They're smelling your face. Oh, here you go. Don't ever eat anything from them. If you ain't there, just watch it. Even watching it. Because they try to get you again. Oh, I'm so sorry, honey. You want to come over for dinner? Let's make up. And what you be eating is poison in the pot.
I've had many people tell me they were poisoned by Colombian or Hispanic Latina mothers.
Yeah. Because they have a bond with their son, like, which is a good thing, like no other. They like they treat their son like they're dating them. It's true.
Yeah.
They treat... Spanish people, see, like,
so
like other nationalities, black, white, like, we're close to our mom, but they're really fucking close to their mom. It's like crazy close. You see what I'm saying? Like, their parents don't like them to leave the nest at all.
Nope.
At all. They're like really, and a lot of Caribbean people are like that too. Haitians, stuff like that.
And you talk about poisoning? Yeah. I've had several women talk about how there was one woman who said she and her husband have managed to stick through it, and he's moved out, moved with her, but the mother's not allowed near her anymore.
Yeah.
She's trying to kill her.
Well, you gotta understand, like, when your sons get big, so you probably be different.
I'm very different. Notice how my sons, I'm perfectly okay with them being away from me.
Yeah.
And I'm not, like, going crazy.
But some moms are like, they don't want no girls near their son. You're going to be picky. I mean, you're a parent. Everyone's going to be like that. Trust me. Even when my daughter gets older, I'm not going to like every guy that she brings. I'm going to be, oh, he's not the good right one for you. You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't go there, though. Yeah. Me, because my boundaries are so solid. And I'm healthy on that level.
Yeah.
Because it's what I do. I know how to keep my nose out of it and how to leave them be and how to let them work out their own shit and not need to stick my nose in it. I'm not going to have anything to say about it. Yeah. And I get it, because a lot of y'all's culture around, you know, you've all been brought up with people's nose in your business or telling you what to do or how to do it, or you've had this comparison of siblings.
Oh, yeah, that's, you know? That's hands down.
And whereas I'm the person who goes into these families, and I'm like, what are you doing? That's so toxic. Like, stop. And this is cause and effect. And then my big thing is to go back and put it back on the person who is dysfunctional and doing these things. To be like, why are you doing that? Why do you think you even have any right to do that? You, if I'm not mistaken, did this and this and this and this and this and this. And they're like, yeah, you're right. Like, then what the hell are you doing? Well, I just feel like... But,
I can't believe I'm drinking a beer at fucking...
That's usually
8
me.
O'clock, huh?
That's usually me. When I wake up, whatever I didn't drink last night, I'll drink in the morning.
No, it's like, I don't know, I don't have a time zone in my life.
Yeah.
What? It's somewhere is fucking 12 o'clock.
That's true. And that's my, I gotta tell you, that's my weakness too right now, where I know if I start mapping and planning and getting up and setting a schedule, yeah, I'll be more productive.
But I want to get healthy, though. I do plan on juicing. Healthy, like those little smoothie, whatever, mm-hmm, protein drinks.
You want to elevate?
Yes.
There's, I got to send you this link to Ralph Smart, Infinite Waters Diving Deep. And he always references this 7-day vegan challenge. Woo!
I mean, I can do that, because I really don't like, I like meat, but I'm okay with, like, in my house right now, I don't eat bread. I have wraps. I have tuna. I have veggies all in the refrigerator, broccoli and stuff. A lot of pasta, like, it's not a lot of meat. And I'm really lactose, so I don't really post to have cheese.
Yeah.
I kind of, like, and if I do eat cheese, it's, like, the real dry cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can have, like, the squeaky rubbery cheese.
Yeah, no, that sucks. Have, that is squeaky rubber. This the sounds of that sounds delicious.
It's like kind of a thing that pops.
I know which one you're talking about.
And I think, like, Peruvians use it, too.
I eat it, but that shit, like you said, tastes like rubber.
Mm-hmm. I love cheese. Cheese is my weakness.
Oh, yeah.
My weakness. Mm.
That's funny. I love pizza. I don't care how lactose I am. I'm eating pizza.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I got to put together a really good diet. A really good one. I lost a lot of weight. I lost 20 pounds ever since I left that girl.
Yeah. I can imagine.
She said she lost 13 pounds, as she told me the other day.
It's a fast food diet.
That's all we ate was fast food every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's fast food, drink beer, smoke weed. And a lot of people, like, a lot of people, the way I was living, you seen the way I was living.
Yeah.
A lot of people like, why are you complaining? Let her do what she wants. But I can't let that sit with me. I'm like, no, I just can't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you giving me. I just can't.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. Every day I wake up very depressed, lay in the bed. I don't want to get up. It was like no positive goals.
Truth.
Every day was her going out, doing the dominatrix. She'd get money, buy me a 30 rack, get her drugs, buy fast food. That was it. That was it. Every time. Day to day to day to day to day to day. It was
Imagine
30
rack every day?
Not every day, but basically every day. Well, she did it. I drank, but she would give me more and more because she was doing drugs and she wanted to be like, well, you're an alcoholic. That was her favorite thing.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I drink. Like, I'm drinking now, but I'm not like a stupid drunk.
No.
Like, falling over, like right now, you'll never even know I was drinking last night to now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't drink hard liquor. I mean, it's bad. It's bad for my health, whether I'm drunk or not. It's just not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
It dries you out, make you look old, and all kind of shit. So yeah, I'm knowledgeable about that. But yes, yeah, she'd be like, you need to stop drinking, but she's the one who's supplying it.
Bingo.
So one time I tried to stop, and she'd be like, "Oh, that's, you're doing so good." Then boom, as soon as she gets money, 30 rack in the house. And she'd do it so I can drink, and then she'd go crush up Xanax and snort it, and 10 Johnnies and smoke blunts after blunts. Yeah. So it was like talking to a person that was never in their right mind. Never.
Yep.
No. And Xanax make you forget things, and it make you have mood swings. Because her daughter was showing her a puppy online, and she showed her again the next day. She's like, "Oh, I didn't know your aunt had a dog." So yeah, Mom, we was on FaceTime live. And you was talking, looking at the puppy, saying it's cute and you want to see it. And 2 days later, she didn't even remember seeing the puppy because of the Xanax.
Damn.
And didn't even remember. Sometimes she don't even remember, like, what happened.
Yeah.
It's,
oh, my goodness. I want to have a smoke. A clove. I wanted to have one last night. I was surprised that I didn't want to go outside in the cold. Because normally, if I have something to drink, I'm like, I want to go have a smoke. But it was... I was tired, hence why I passed out last night.
That's cool.
I'll pass out beers or no beers. That's the life of being a new mom.
Nice.
So I've had this week to myself because my friends took little one.
That's good.
So that I could get some rest and work and work and work and work. I didn't work as much still as I would have liked, but I did what I could. I did a lot of sleeping. Now, I got to get myself to the point where I'm on point. I get up at the same time every morning, take my supplements, friggin' set a schedule. Like, the kind of stuff that I want to get away from,
yeah.
I got to do. Because that's the only way we're going to elevate is if we are that disciplined. We have to be willing to not roll out of bed at fucking 10 in the morning or 12 in the afternoon.
Yeah, I got up early today.
You did? Do you normally?
Nope.
Can I tell you this? Normally I would be up at the same time as you and the baby would be awake and I would already be doing something, cleaning the house or what have you. So this isn't the norm for me.
It's hard being a mom.
Yeah. It is. Like, I would already be fucking... working on some coursework or something.
What about the podcast?
Or the podcast.
You are working on the podcast.
Oh, we are? Yeah. I love it.
Oh, my God.
That's some good stuff.